instinct. So he uses suffering through nature. If we really know what this suffering accomplishes in our life, instead of shunning it, keeping it away, we will really embrace it. Another verse is so beautiful. इसने तो कचरा है दरिया में पना हो जाना, दर्द का हद से गुजरना है दवा हो जाना, इट इज द डिलाइट ऑफ द ड्रॉप टू मर्ज इटसेल्फ इन टू द ओशन. सफरिंग एट इट्स हाइट बिकम्स द रेमेडी ऑफ द सफरर्स लाइट. सफरिंग गोज टू सर्टन सर्टन लिमिट सर्टन लेवल. देयर इज अ वेरी ब्यूटीफुल गजल द अदर डे यू सांग अबाउट बाबा. What is the name? You sung the other day. So indeed Baba says that if you are longing from the separation of God or from the separation of the avatar or your beloved, goes to that height, goes beyond the limit, then he comes down and sees you and meets you. So the result of suffering is really joy. I think if a man were to understand this, then he would leave the path of his life very, very easy. The small pinpricks of life that one feels, the small sufferings that come to him or her, and for the matter of that, they break away man and woman with each other and land themselves into greater suffering they do not know. For the time being, it may be a little pleasure. Come inside, sir. There is room here. Here. So the poet so beautifully says, इसलिए तो कचरा है दरिया में पना हो जाना, दर्द का हद से गुजरना है दवा हो जाना, which is the delight of the drop to go and merge itself into the ocean. That is the very aim and object of our life. And suffering at its height becomes the remedy of the sufferer's plight. But not suffering, as I said, following your desires. Suffering created by curbing your desires, not indulging your desires. There is a margin between that. Indulge your desires and go in the ditch. And curb your desires and get out of the illusion. These are the two sides. And what a joy. If you indulge, you get the pleasures of life, but you miss the joy of life. And pleasure is the perverse side of joy. It is the other side of joy. And we always misinterpret pleasure for our real happiness, and we go on involving ourselves into the whirlpool of this illusion and go on suffering endlessly. That suffering doesn't give you any good result at all. In its own way, it does give you an experience and it makes you satiated. And then you turn your face away from it and you feel that I have had so much of it now, I don't want any more at all. That it does. But it is not as good a suffering as which comes to you directly, given to you by the avatar or given to you through nature. And we will go on eating and raving over that suffering. I don't mean to say that the suffering a man doesn't feel it, then it should not be. But if the attitude is changed, then the suffering doesn't become very permanent. The attitude of the mother is such that the child gives the mother lot of suffering, but the mother really doesn't suffer. She suffers. If the child weeps the whole of the night and doesn't get any mother any sleep at all, the mother has to suffer. But that suffering is different. That suffering is a joyful suffering for her, because she knows what they are suffering. It is for the child, it is helpful. So if we really know and try to find out that any suffering that nature gives us, or doing any work of Meher Baba, that we have to confront certain suffering, then this is really an opportunity given to us to come out of this illusion, to come out of this Maya. Or else, how long are we going to... I do not understand if we just think for a single moment. How long does a man live? 10, 20, 30, 50, 70, 100 years? And yet every nonsense that I am going to do forever, come inside. Here I know now that I am 45 years late. Come inside. Come in, come in. So what I want to just convey to you, that there is really no necessity for anyone to become so deeply despondent in his life if Baba, your God, your true nature, you get some suffering. Suffering, any God given suffering, doesn't come inside, come inside, don't see them. It doesn't mean that you do not suffer, but the attitude towards suffering should be not that the suffering is going to be with me forever, that suffering is going to damn me into a hell for all times. It is not, it is just a passing phase, and the suffering should be confronted, but not given any great importance at all. And know as much you get the pleasures of life, the suffering also comes and passes away. It doesn't stay with us at all. If this attitude and this outlook is changed, it helps a man a great deal to fight the battle of life. And another thing, we have to have a proper perspective and an outlook on the pleasures of life. Innocent pleasures which saw life. But the rest of our pleasures which involve us, like indigent gain of money, like dishonesty, extreme selfishness, abundance of sex, these are the things that we really are not able to see. I wish if we could really see the result of all these pleasures that we indulge in, the result, if we could get an inkling, a shadow of what the result is going to be of our indulging in these pleasures, I do not think anybody will ever go near the pleasure at all. But again, the irony of the whole circumstances, we are not able to see it at all. And we headlong go into it, and God has created every woman for me, so why should I go for a promiscuity at all? It is created, it is all for me. This is the attitude that lands in the great time. This is a little preamble I wanted to give you in the beginning. It is not a very high sounding philosophical jargon, but these points are very important, which are directly applicable to us in our life. Because many a times we read Baba's books and sometimes we confuse what should I follow, what should I do, what should I not do, I do not know. But there are certain things that we have to abstain from and certain things we have to do. And if we understand these things, I think we shall be justified in claiming ourselves. And if we really follow it, we can only justify ourselves to be called Mer Baba Lava. Otherwise, theoretically, maybe I can call myself a Mer Baba Lava, but practically nothing. Only over zero. Not at all. That is why I just expressed a few words about this as a preamble. And now we shall go to Baba's stories. What are the stories you would be interested in? Can you tell me the times? Yes.
Do you want me to remind you yesterday about the climate stories that you
had? It's a very good story. Now, all the Mandali that have lived for many, many years with Baba, 30, 40, 45 and 50 years, do not think that it was an easygoing life for them at all. In a way, I think their life was more turbulent than the waves of the ocean. Hindu Baba made a swim through, face all the difficulties and get the experience. But this is true, that the hand of Baba's blessing is always there. And all the ups and downs that we went through, we did not take it much to heart, because he was all the time there. And that was a great confidence, a great faith and a conviction and love which kept us always happy. Now, the beautiful life of Baba is, I do not think anything much has been said about it. The financial side of Mahesh Baba's life. It is so wonderful and miraculous. If somebody were to really deeply think over it, you will find from the very functioning of this aspect of life. Where does the money come from? Where the money goes, we know, but where it comes from, we do not know. So there is a flow of money, but we do not know the source. And how does it come? I do not know. In cases, I do not count it. Of course, I hope I can point out somebody donated, this person donated, this person donated. But on the strength of those donations, without having free knowledge, I mean, for me, not being certain of those donations, Baba, long doing things. And sometimes it accounted to be very hazardous. And when Baba allowed certain discussions and allowed questions, I used to ask him, Baba, what is this? I do not know. You go on taking responsibility of any man who comes to you. And then we have to support him and look after him. A man comes and says, I got my life savings by 10,000 rupees. Please take it and I surrender to you. Baba said, Lord, let me come in. That was the time before you died. Baba accepted it. This man, what is 10,000? He stayed with Baba 20 years. 10 times 10,000 has spent over it. He has got a child, his son has got a daughter, the son marries, the marriage expenses are to be paid to him, he gets a son, another is to be schooled, and his expenses are to be paid, the daughter marries, his other expenses are to be paid. What kind of this thing? I don't know how many years it would really go on like this. Because there are few persons among the family, I was one of them, that Baba would not touch even money with a finger. He never touched money, excepting when he had to give money actually to the masks, that he used to just hold the pill and hand it over to him, or maybe a coin and hand over to the master. Otherwise, Baba never touched even the money with his hand at all. We were asked to keep the accounts. I must have been astounded. Oh, somebody were to say, I used to tell Baba this, how is it possible ever to walk? And sometimes we are so stranded without money that it was better that we had invested in some business and gone into liquidation and insolvency. That was much better than this responsibility. To support the families, to take the responsibility of the families, and at the end of the month there is no money to give to them. And how would they live? And yet it comes. It's not today, tomorrow, it's not tomorrow, day after. And it is all made up of God. Now, Baba used to come to Nasik in the 30s. And at that place, my father had opened a motor workshop. And in that workshop, we used to sell General Motors cars, a Chevrolet Pontiac and other makes of General Motors cars, because General Motors had opened its assembling plant in India in the 20s, and we were their servants. And Baba used to come to Nasik to see the family. Rustam Subhai, his children, and I was also asked by Baba to go and help my brother. I was not interested in business at all. For quite a few years, he asked me to go and help him, and I went. And Baba used to come from Ahmednagar, or Pune, or wherever he was, to Nasik. So we used to have rented a big house for him to stay with his mandali, and he used to come and go. And the same thing, anyway, Baba went. The same trouble about money. And Baba would not be touched at all. There would be upheaval in the minds of those persons who were keeping the accounts. So Baba was absolutely untouched by it, and he was ever so free. So I really wondered. So we have to come to the inevitable conclusion that really Baba knows what is going to happen tomorrow. How is it possible? The greatest political leader like Gandhi, who is so respected in the political way by the entire nation of India and many other nations also, never did things like this. And he was very particular about money. He would not create an expense unless he thought that there was a source of income there. But Baba always created an expense before the money came in. That doesn't mean that we should start doing that. You know, it would be very unwise. I'm telling the story. You should not misunderstand and misinterpret and go on doing something nonsensical like that you land yourself into trouble. Because you know Baba that he did it. He knew everything. I cannot take the place of Baba. I am not able to do it. I will stay with him for 50 years, much less you. You should not try to indulge in it. Go on, somebody who said, may Baba was doing, why should I not start doing like this? So Baba said, do what I tell you to do. Do not do what I do. He can do many things, I can't do it. So I will just see and satisfy myself. Now coming to the story proper. My brother, besides that motor business, got a brain wave and he started building a cinema theater in Nasik. A huge theater. It was such a big theater was not required, I do not know. He was a really very courageous man, but many a time he was very zealous and troublesome to others, and especially to me, because I had to work with him all around, and he was a bit, some type, I do not know. So, he started building, and all the profit that he got from this motor business, he went on investing into this cinema. One day, my father came from Ahmedabad and he said, what are you doing? Building a big forest here? Fortress? You are building a theater? And how will you be able to finish this and complete this? But my brother, it had already started, it had to be completed. Anyway, we landed ourselves into such great debts and trouble that the whole motor business started becoming shaky. And I have to work there because Baba had asked me. I have no mind to get into the business again. And with Baba also, that trouble of money not coming in and expenses there, all we suffered so much. And here in the motor business, the same thing was repeated because of the folly or the, I don't know, the great wisdom of my brother, and the same circumstances I have to face. And it was very difficult. And so much so that was the time that Baba went on his first trip in 1931. And we got worried in those days. What I have explained to you about this suffering, I did not have any idea of that suffering at all. And I went on suffering so much and much that I absolutely lost my health. I got anemic dysentery. I had diarrhea for nearly continuously about 6 months. I could not retain any food in my stomach. I lost 30, 40 pounds. And I tried to just, I do not know, I felt that I am not going to live at all. And then there's this financial difficulty and trouble of South Motors and the cinema was being made. And in the meantime, and many times Baba used to say, do not worry, everything will be alright, everything will be alright. But I just came to meet our supervisionist and I said, what is Baba going to do? I do not know. And how are we going to spend? So they are going to be absolutely drowned into this business. Anyway, 1931, Baba went to England with my brother. And I fell ill, and I could not stick to the business at all. And Baba be blessed, Baba be praised, that Ramji Bhai, who was there, because he was Baba's disciple, and Ramji Bhai happened to be there. Ramji Bhai, who had written the books of and traps, and he was a great help indeed. And because he was present there, that I could snatch away myself from the business Nasi and go 150 miles somewhere to Pune to take treatment by a doctor. I tried for all the treatment, I did not succeed, and the doctor said that your case is something hopeless, something something they said. I checked out the doctor and all the medicines. I went and interested myself to a naturopath, and he made me fast for 1 month on water, and then he put me on milk diet. That is another part of the story, and I became absolutely all right. But during that period of my intense acute suffering, the situation of our business in Nasik became very, very shaky. And we do not know. And the laws, so far money is concerned in India, really hard. They put a man into jail straight away. In USA, it is very easy. Man is not put into a jail because he owes a certain amount of money. And to become insolvent was absolutely a business suicide for us because we had created a business, we were in business of cars and business and cinema and all that. That was not conceivable at all. And when I was in the pre-clinic, letters used to come from Ramji Bhai that people are knocking at the door and you have to pay money and where shall we get the money from? And I used to get so irritated and annoyed and actually remember Baba Yadir. I said, what is this matter? What is it? I said, in such a situation, you do not know where are we going to go? What is going to happen about the reputation? And Baba said that, do not worry, everything will be all right, nothing is coming about, and I do not know what will happen. Went and went and went and it's in such a nasty mood all the time. Then I think it was the 15th or 16th day of my fast and water, imagine. And a letter came from England. And along with a check came of 10,000 rupees. 10,000 rupees those days means 100,000 rupees in India.
Mm-hmm.
It may be the same condition here. And the moment I saw the check in Mawar says, you can dispose of certain cash out of this money. And it was heaven of refuge for me. And I locked myself up in a room and wept and repented and slapped my face because I didn't misunderstand my Mawar. I said I went to that extent of misunderstanding him. And I did not understand, I did not have enough faith, I did not have enough conviction. I did not realize his strength. And when in a simple way he said, do not worry, everything will be all right. And really everything was really all right. From that day onwards, the money started coming in here. I had to pay out all our debts and we came out very clear. Hurry!